Authorities in seven African countries have arrested 306 suspects and seized 1,842 devices in a sweeping international operation targeting cyber-enabled scams. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Between November 2024 and February 2025, Operation Red Card dismantled cross-border fraud networks exploiting mobile banking, investment platforms, and messaging apps, with more than 5,000 victims identified. Key arrests and seizures. Nigeria, largest crackdown. 130 arrests, including 113 foreign nationals, suspected of involvement in online scams and investment fraud. Authorities believe some individuals were trafficked and forced into cybercrime. Seized assets: 26 vehicles, 16 houses, and 685 electronic devices. South Africa, SIM box fraud. 40 arrests linked to a large-scale SMS phishing operation. Seizures included 1,000 SIM cards and 53 desktops used in scam operations. Zambia, phone hijacking scheme. 14 hackers arrested for using malware-infected messages to hijack victims' phones and steal banking credentials. Rwanda, telecom fraud. 45 suspects detained for impersonating telecom employees and fake family members to steal financial data. Over $305,000 stolen. Authorities recovered $103,043 and 292 devices. Global cooperation against cybercrime. Interpol's Neil Jetton hailed the operation as a major breakthrough, warning cybercriminals they will not go unpunished. The crackdown, backed by Interpol's African Joint Operation Against Cybercrime, AFSHOC, and the UK Foreign Office, received support from cybersecurity firms Group IB, Kaspersky, and Trend Micro. Other participating countries included Benin, Côte d'Ivoire, and Togo. Officials emphasize that ongoing international collaboration is essential to combat the rising threat of cyber fraud across Africa. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.